Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit. With fixed routes and on-demand response service, they've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Judy Dawson, President, Central Ohio Better Business Bureau. Mostly sunny skies, high right around 80. Clear tonight, low near 54. And then for Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 83. Now, it's funny, Judy, I'm getting the notes and prepping for today's show, and one of the things I have on here is summer travel tips, and for the last 10 minutes, we've been in here talking about your wonderful trip that you're going to be taking. You're taking a cruise to Alaska. What are some of those tips that Judy Dawson from the BBB follows? Is it, hey, what have we got? Oh, that's right. I do this. But you got to make sure you know what you're doing.
You do. There's a lot of scams related to travel, unfortunately. Well, there's a lot of scams related to everything, I guess. And so, you know, one of the best tips that we always say is you want to plan early. There's when you're trying to make a last minute arrangement, hotel or flight, that's a lot of times when you get into trouble. You may follow a link on social media, or you're just doing a broad internet search and you're getting ads sent to you about these great travel deals. They sound really good, so you might take up on it, and that's where you oftentimes will get into a situation where it was a fake ad, a fake social media post, and you end up booking through a website that is a scammer's website, and you might find that you don't have a vacation rental when you get there. So we see it a lot with, you know, it's hotels, it's vacation rental properties, airlines, with the Spirit Airlines actually having shut down. We know that's an opportunity for scammers because they can really tie in on that specific event and say, you know, make a phone call or text or email and say, we know you your air flight was canceled and we want to help you recover that fare and book with another airline. So they may pretend like they're with another airlines, or they could be a refund center that's helping process the refunds. So, you know, those current events, we know scammers tie in on, and they really can use that as the hook to make you think that they're legitimate.
So who's the planner? Is it Mr. BBB or is it you?
No, it is not me, actually. I am not the one who is out there making the arrangements.
So the husband does all that?
He does. He is wonderful at it.
See, I'm like you. The wife handles, I always tell her, I said, just tell me when and where.
Yes.
You handle all that. I'll get us to point A, to point B, to C. I let her handle all that. But you got to be a little bit cautious, as you mentioned, because... Gosh almighty, I remember, you know, when I was young, hey, get a hold of AAA and get my trip tick and away we go.
Right.
Now it's all about do it here, do it there. I mean,
so much online.
Yes, it's amazing. Right. I mean, is there some things that people really, I mean, you mentioned a few, but I'm thinking about like if they say, well, hey, you got to pay all of it now or these kind of things, you got to be a little concerned.
Yeah, you do. It's always best to pay with a credit card because it does offer you the most recourses if you have a if it's not as promised, if there's a cancellation. A lot of financial institutions will help you recover those funds if needed, or if as much as they can. Other types of payments are more direct and it's harder to get back. If something sounds too good to be true, obviously that's something we say a lot. It usually is, so you want to be careful. And so much, you know, when you're booking hotels, and there's a lot of third party airlines too, there's a lot of third party travel services out there, and if you're doing those searches online, that can take you to something you think is a legitimate third-party travel planner that is a source for a lot of the scams that we see. Or even when they are a legitimate third-party service, they oftentimes don't have the same policies as maybe the hotel does or the airlines does. So you really want to check those policies. They may have different cancellation, you know, deadlines. And so it's really good to do that research and make sure you know what you're doing and have all the details outlined.
Well, and that's the thing. When you talk about doing the research, a lot of people will say, I did research means they Googled something and looked at the first hit.
Right.
So when you talk about that kind of research, how do you do that? How do you find the cancellation policies? How do you find, you know, get my money back? What's my recourse and those kinds of things? Where does that exist?
Well, it should exist on the website that you're looking at. So if it's travel agencies, you know, online travel service, all of those details should be there. And if they're not, that is a big red flag. Okay. If there's not a good customer service number, if there's not a way to reach them, if you have problems, obviously when you're traveling, that's a time, if you have a problem, you want to be able to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. And if that is not apparent and clear, that is something you really want to consider if it's the right.
If all their testimonials are Dave Doney says.
Yes.
And Dave Doney said, get a hold of BBB.
Right. And that's a great place to start. We always say, you know, BBB, we say start with trust. And BBB is a great place to look to see if it's a travel service that you're talking to or airlines. You can see what types of customer reviews they have and complaints they have and how the company responds to the complaints is oftentimes as important as the complaint. You want to know how the company handles it. So it's a really good place to start.
Well, you know, and having that trust with the BBB is pretty strong because, you know, even though you've been to a place before 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I mean, things change hands.
Right. Absolutely.
The new owners may do things differently. So,
right. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not necessarily a trust breaker.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get rattled because, well, hey, that's not the way you always did it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And especially if you're looking at like a vacation home where it's more of a, you know, not a large company, right? It may be just be an individual that's renting their property. It's really important to understand what that situation is to make sure that you don't get there and it's not as advertised. One thing we talk about a lot with vacation properties is do a reverse image lookup to see if that mm-hmm. property matches the address that they're saying. You know, you may see this photo online, scroll through the pictures and they look like it's a great property. But if you see that, if you do a reverse image lookup and you see that property photos in other listings, that is a good sign that it's not either it's a scammer or someone that's trying to deceive you with the property pictures.
Yeah. Now, my son has always said if you do the Airbnb, because he does those a lot,
yeah.
he'll Google it. He'll
right.
Google map to
yes.
make sure that's exactly.
Make sure the address matches. Yeah, absolutely.
But Judy, that's these kids think that way. I mean, that's he's a tech guy. So that's
right.
He's like, Dad, just get on their Google Earth and you can yeah. punch in the address. And I'm like, that makes yeah. sense to me.
Outdoor pool, my hiney. Where is it?
Right?
I don't see it.
Exactly.
That plastic pool is not what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, real quick before we jump to some other things, travel insurance. People
yes.
are always talking about this. And we've done it. I know you said you're taking it a cruise.
Yeah.
We've gotten the travel. But you got to be careful there as
yeah.
well, too, because it's not they're not all the same.
Right. They're not all the same. And you really it's back to that, you know, as you're doing your research, you want to find out all the details because there are different exclusions that they have. There are different circumstances where they may reimburse you if there's a cancellation and others where they, you know, they say that doesn't fit their guidelines. So it really is important that you make sure you're getting exactly what you need to have, and it's at a price that makes sense for you.
Yeah, that's what we always, again, like the wife, she's like, we got insurance. I'm like, okay, just tell me where and when, honey.
Right.
That's all
yeah.
I need to
do
know.
I pack?
And what kind of documentation you need.
Yep.
So that's important, too, to make sure that if you do end up canceling, you know, what is it that you have to provide to them?
Yeah, let them have, give them everything you got to say, here's what I did.
Right.
Now, what's the recourse? All right. You folks sent out, I think it was about a week or two ago, employment scam.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you something. Now, this one, I still have trouble wrapping my mind around with this.
Yeah.
Hey, like these videos or do
right.
this trial.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? But I mean, I can't remember the exact number, $74,000 lost by Ohioans. I mean,
yeah.
obviously, it's getting to some folks.
It is. And based on the study, it was an international study that we did. There's been a significant increase in these in the last year. So based on in the last 3 years, we had about 50,000 reported job scams in the last year. In 2025, it was almost 25,000. So it's definitely on the increase. And we see job scams in a couple of different ways, but this one you're talking about is really kind of what's kind of trending right now. And it's when you receive a call or a text or an email from someone who says they're a recruiter and that you match their what their need is, and they want you to interview quickly. They want it's oftentimes a online interview where they don't turn their camera on, so you don't really see the person you're interviewing. They will frequently make an offer immediately and want you to start like right away. So the whole you know, from being contacted through being employed maybe it takes a day or two. And so
hey, Mark, right, just got red, a job an
right,
hour ago.
Red flag. They're always work from home jobs. And this new one is this task-based job. So they are saying they want you to help optimize a product or a video on YouTube or something. So you're going in and you're just clicking and liking and sharing, you know, these online platforms. What they do is they provide a dashboard. And in order to get these tasks assigned to you, you have to make a deposit into the account, and then they will assign you tasks. And you do the tasks, and the more you do, the more commission you make. But then to unlock bigger opportunities, mm-hmm. you have to put more money in. And so you continue to unlock these opportunities. You can see your account growing. You can see this paycheck growing. But when you go to withdraw the money, of course, it's not there. Mm-hmm. So any money that you've put into it is just money that's gone. And if you've given them any additional information, like, your driver's license or, you know, you're being employed, right? So maybe you gave them a social security number. All that information is also compromised.
Are there any real jobs where you pay money to make money?
No, that is like the hallmark of.
I mean, that would right? be a big roadblock right. for me. I got to pay to work.
Yeah.
Before I start making money, I don't think so.
That is the biggest red flag of this type of scam. You know, we see it can even be you have to pay to get the application submitted. You know, just sometimes it's a simple request. Sometimes it's this task-based scam. Sometimes it's you have to pay for training supplies or, you know, any kind of equipment like a laptop in order to do the job. These are all red flags because just any kind of upfront payment, you really want to stop and consider the situation and do a lot of research if it could possibly be legitimate. Very likely it is not.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing this across different kind of like businesses or is it just one specific thing? I just want people to be aware of this because, again, when I read that, I'm like, is this for real? I mean, right. like, what's the BBB trying to scam me? What are we doing here? Right. I mean, you'll see it for all sorts of different things?
All sorts of different things. It's really the online is the key. We even see it, you know, with you are become a shipper of goods and goods from this manufacturer, right? So they'll say your job is to ship products we send you to someone else. So what you're doing mm-hmm. is you're shipping likely counterfeit or stolen goods from the thieves to other entities. You are a mule is another word that they use. So that is another one that we see frequently. And that you can be prosecuted for that. Yeah. So it's really you're doing it unknowingly without, the intent, but still you become part of that illegal distribution and you can be prosecuted.
You would wonder, too, if they can send it to me, why can't they just send it to their customers?
Right.
Like, why do I have to be the middleman?
Right.
Well, the secret shopper was a big thing a number of years ago. I know people are like, just go ahead and get this, send us the product, and we'll look at it, and then we'll pay.
Right.
I'm like, no, do that. That's not going to help you.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Judy Dawson, President, Central Ohio Better Business Bureau. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, brought to you by Licking County Transit, safely connecting people to places and possibilities. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Judy Dawson, President, Central Ohio Better Business Bureau. Judy picked a great day to come in here, mostly sunny, although maybe not. Maybe she'd rather be outside. Mostly sunny, high near 81 today, clear skies tonight, and then Thursday, beautiful as well, sunny with a high near 83. We're talking about all these different scams, and you mentioned, you know, graduation. That got me to thinking, okay, for some high school kids maybe moving away to go to college, right, or college finishing, moving away to take their first job somewhere. Yeah. That's another one. It parents have got to help the kids on this. I mean, right, you never stop being a parent.
Right.
So, but moving scams are out there as well.
May is actually considered moving month because it is a season of change with graduations happening and more, you know, people moving. So we do. We see moving scams all year long, but they're definitely still out there and happening. They typically tend to happen in like three different ways. One is you contact a mover, you make a deposit, and they never show up. So it's just money gone. That's one. That's a pretty easy one, actually. The next one is you contract with a mover, you make a deposit, they come, they load your possessions, and then
you never see them again?
No, well, that's coming, actually. Once it's loaded, they say, oh, our estimate was low, you owe us twice the amount. Mm. And at this point, your belongings are loaded, and you kind of feel stuck, right? And then the worst one is everything seems to be going fine. You make your deposit, they load your possessions, you go to your destination and you wait and they don't show up. And you get a phone call that says, unless you pay this exorbitant amount of money, we're going to hold your belongings ransom, basically. They're holding hostage. So, so it is like, you will not get your belongings unless you make this payment.
See,
so,
I thought you were going to say, hey, I took 270 West, our truck went 270 East. What's going on?
I'm seeing all my stuff on eBay all
right? Well, that could happen as well. Good. Yeah, absolutely.
Man. Now, the easiest way to hit, but this is really, really where you want to do your research and go to BBB.
Absolutely.
And just look at, I may have asked this before, but when you go to BBB, is it where they can just punch in like movers and it'll take them right to that? So they don't have to go kind of scroll through everything. If it's gardening work or whatever, they can just do that, correct?
Yeah, you can do a search. You can search by an individual business name if you know a name that you're looking up. Or you can search by category or type of business, sometimes we call it. I'm with the BBB of Central Ohio, but it is actually all networked. It's an international organization through United States and Canada. So if you are looking for a mover to move your child from Seattle to Columbus, you know, you can just put in the city that you're looking to get the mover from, and that will give you the information you need.
Man, I just could not imagine getting to the new home or wherever you're at and them telling you, you got to get some more money or you're not getting anything.
Yeah.
That would, you talk about being cheesed off. That would
And then depending on what's in there, it's like, can I start over more efficiently than pay that number?
Yeah. Right, depending, sure. Man. And that's, you know, we say, not that you wouldn't want your belongings back, but, you know, anything that's really sensitive, you shouldn't put on a moving truck, right? Bring it with you. If it's jewelry that's in the family, you know, a sentimental value, you want to bring that. You want to bring your important documents, you know, your paperwork that it would be hard to replace or, you know, costly or take a lot of time, and anything that is cash or, you know, something that you don't want.
Honey, did you put the cash box on the lock on it?
Right, exactly, yes. All of those things, you know, those coins that you're saving, whatever it is, you know.
And know about damage, too.
Yes.
Because, I mean, even the best of companies, something can happen.
Right.
You should read through those too and understand that, hey, if something gets damaged,
here's who's responsible. And the movers will have some kinds of insurance, and you want to understand what that is, what that covers. Your homeowners may have some as well. So, yeah, you want to make sure you all of that's clear when you sign a contract, because you don't want to get to the you know, on the other side of that have a problem and it not be what you thought it was.
And Judy, you always hear licensed and bonded. I mean, but maybe explain to folks who are saying, yeah, I hear that all the time, but I'm not exactly sure what he's talking about. I mean, because that also you should look for that.
You, absolutely. You know, licensed with movers, they have to actually be registered to with, it depends on if it's an interstate move or an intrastate move. If it's within the state of Ohio, they have to have registration with the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio, if they're in Ohio. If they're going across state lines, they still have to have the U.S. Department of Transportation, but they have to have the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration as well.
Could you repeat that?
Yes, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Bravo. Very nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, without any notes, just
right there.
So there's registration issues with specifically with movers, and that's, you know, that's the two entities that register the movers. Like you said, that there's also, so there's licensing and there's bonding. They have to have insurance that protects them and you if your property is damaged. So all of that information, that's something also BVB does, is we vet for that when we do our accreditation. So if you're an accredited business with BVB, that licensing and bonding has been vetted and is part of it. Yeah.
So much more goes into stuff anymore.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's what's cool about the BBB, is it's like a one-stop shop. I can go and figure all that kind of stuff out.
Right. Yes.
And then, you know, feel good about my decision.
Right. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
And again, I don't want people to say, oh, they're just saying this because she's there, Judy's in there. We use the BBB for, we moved down here, I'm like, all right, I got to make sure I know what's going on, right? When we were up in Akron.
These shifty Central Ohioans.
I trust
my Akron homeboys, but not down here.
Like, hey, what is happening here? But we use it all the time for any number of things, and it's just so easy. Yeah. BBB.org and do your thing.
Right.
Pet rescues, pet scams.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems like summer, you know, you're seeing more and more of these as well. This is a year-round thing.
It
I
is.
Know, but you know, you still want folks to know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pets, yeah, it is. It is year-round, but we see it with like the breeds. Like you're trying to get a certain breed. A German Shepherd is a popular one, for example, or rescue groups where they're saying they are a group that's trying to adopt a pet. Either way, there are scammers out there pretending that they have these pets and that they, you know, charge you some kind of upfront fee, obviously to rescue the pet or to purchase the pet. And what happens with these is it's very emotional because they get you to fall in love with this pet. So that happens. And so they start asking you for multiple payments. You're paying the rescue fee or the purchase of the pet. Then you are, next thing you know, they need you to buy a crate to ship it to you because this is all online. And then they need to, the pet needs some vaccines in order to be shipped. So you have to pay for the vet bill. And, there is a, you know, problem with the airline and we got to buy a different ticket to get the pet. So it's emotional. And then it's this multiple request. This is kind of the typical way we see these happening. So and you're invested. You've fallen in love with the pet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the first cost is reasonable. The second cost, okay, you know, I love this pet. I want it. I've already made my decision. And it just kind of goes on. So we see a higher than some losses with this because it's this multiple request. That reverse image is another good tool to use with pets because a lot of times the scammers will use the same photo and it may be a legitimate pet that's, you know, being sold somewhere, but they will steal the image and use it for multiple postings. And so if you see that same image of your pet that you're looking for used in multiple listings, that's a pretty good sign.
It just seems like at some point, like maybe at the third or fourth request for more money.
Yeah.
And, you know, because, I mean, legitimately, there's probably some that are like, we blew that, we missed that, whatever.
Right.
But, I mean, is there just kind of a number? It's like dollar figure or number of requests, like this is not legit anymore?
I think it's that number of requests, because the dollar figure could change based on if it's a rescue or a purebred, right? Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of room for differences there. But when you get multiple requests and, we need this, but we didn't know we needed this, and now we need this, you know, that's kind of the red flag that we see.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And whatever you do, don't let the kids see the picture because they're going to tell mom and dad do anything they can.
Right.
Mom, give them another $1,000. We need that dog. Don't let the kids get involved. All right, Father's Day is coming up, and we were joking. I'm like, what kind of scam are they going to get on a father? An ugly tie? Those are what we get anyway. But
well, I mean,
you said
that's got to be you got to be desperate if you're scamming on Father's Day.
Yeah,
because Father's Day is not a big gift giving.
Pretty low key.
I mean, come on.
I'm saying, how you scamming an ugly tie?
I mean,
what? Yeah. Sadly,
it's you know, a lot of Father's Day's purchases happen online, so it's all those standard online
at last minute
purchase
at all.
Right? So you might be making those quick decisions that may you lose a little bit of your, you know, judgment there. So when you're, you know, scrolling and you see a great item on social media, you know, and it sounds too good to be true. It could be a counterfeit or it could be a scam and you don't even receive it. So it's a lot of that online general good behavior that you just want to acknowledge that, you know, if even if it's last minute, you need to practice those common sense, you know, approaches.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Joel's a big proponent of gift cards. I didn't know if you knew this. He loves gift cards.
Yeah,
you are going straight to Hades.
So I take that's not real.
Oh, no. He's not a big fan of the old gift cards.
Cash.
Cash is better.
Why would you
cash
not just
king.
Give cash instead of the gift card?
Yeah.
Cash is universal.
Right?
Gift card is now you're imposing your will on where I get to spend my gift. Cash is like, hey, yeah. I love you $50.
Or in your case, $5.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? I'd rather have $5 than a $50 gift card, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But you got to be worried about those
as
well.
You
know
do.
All the terms and all those good kind of things.
Yeah. And if you're buying a gift card like in a retail store, you need to be careful because scammers can go in and there's ways that they can either scratch off that, you know, barcode and get the number and actually use the funds electronically, even though you purchased the physical card, or they can scan it sometimes now too. So make sure that if you're in a store, you want to make sure that card looks pristine, like it's not bent or, you know, that hasn't been scratched off for sure.
Yeah, well, and even the little piece of the paper that you have to pull it back.
Right.
I always say, if I see where that's been moved, give me the next one.
Right.
I'm not taking that one.
Exactly.
There's no way, because you know somebody was trying to do something.
Absolutely.
A lot of good information today, Judy. What's the easiest way if folks are like, okay, wait a minute, they were talking about pets, movers, vacations. The easiest way to get all this information is how?
BBB.org is our website, and there's so much information there. There's our directory of business listings, which we talk about when we're looking for a business. That you go to the directory. There's lots of consumer tips. There's business tips, just a wealth of information. And we also have our scam tracker when you're reporting a scam or if you're doing research about something you may think is a scam. It's a great place to start. And then we also, in addition to our website, we have a fantastic customer service team at 614-486-6336. And they are there to help any questions you have or to help just direct you to the place on the directory that you need to research.
When will we see the Judy vacation page on there? To let us all know what to do and what not to do on vacation.
Well, you can see that tips about vacations are definitely on there. But, you know, something that we talk about is when you're on a trip, you really shouldn't share too much on social media. You don't want to let scammers know.
You're not home.
Right, yeah. You really do. You really should use caution in general with social media. The more information you give on social media, scammers can use that against you. So it is a good idea to wait until after.
Judy, I've never understood when people take pictures on vacation. They say, hey, today we're here. I'm like, why don't you just open the front door and tell folks?
Yes.
Walk on in. Yes. Post them afterwards.
Right.
Enjoy
exactly.
your vacation while you're on.
Right.
So I better not see on your Facebook page or, you know, oh, here we are today.
I am not a big poster on Facebook in general.
See, because you know what can happen.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Judy, as always, I appreciate you coming in. It's fun to learn what's going on. It's not fun to hear about scams, but it's great to hear what's going on with the folks at BBB. Now go enjoy your vacation, and we'll get you back in here in a few months.
Sounds so thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath, brought to you by Lincoln County Transit. I want to thank our guest today, Judy Dollison, President, Central Ohio Better Business Bureau. Join us on Friday as our guest will be Donna Gibson with the Drop-In Center in Newark. That's on Friday's Talk of the Town, brought to you by Lincoln County Transit.